I will obey this command. Jesus, you said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's what I endeavor to do from this moment forward. I will not let my heart be troubled. Praise God. How many of y'all would join with me and say, Pastor Greg, I've heard the word and I'm in agreement with that. Yes. Hallelujah. All right, let's all say this together. Heavenly Father, I've heard your word. You've ministered to me so clearly, and I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, for the revelation that's imparted to me. In Jesus' name, I receive it. I receive the instruction to not let my heart be troubled, to not let it be fearful, agitated, worried, or frustrated. I make a decisive dedication and commitment right now, right where I am, to trust you with all my heart, not to lean to my own understanding, but in all my ways, I will acknowledge you, I will bless you, I will praise you, I will seek you, I will rejoice in you, I will be confident in you, but I will not fear. And I will not be troubled. I thank you, Lord, that you're supplying to me your peace, your joy, your faith, everything I need. Your grace is sufficient for me. And I give you the glory, and I give you the praise. I will rejoice in you. I will be glad. I'm going to let patience work. I'm going to walk in love. And I'm going to be a blessing. Thank you for the grace to do this. I receive the abundance of grace and the abundance of peace right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God.
You're listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KKKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Amen. As we stand on our feet, in reverence to the word of the God we serve. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you now as we prepare to hear from you. Open our eyes and our ears to hear and to see what you have to say in Scripture. Give us understanding and illumination of the text. And we praise you and thank you for the principles you shall share to help us fulfill our purpose in life. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. 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 God bless you. Turn your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and 10. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and 10. While you're turning, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what your assignment is? One. Two, do you know the person or people you are assigned to? Three, do you know the place you are to fulfill your assignment in? Four, do you know the purpose or the instruction of your assignment? And if by chance you didn't answer yes to all of those questions, I pray this message will be helpful to you today. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. It says, and before thou camest forth, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Verse 10 says, see, this day I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down and destroy and throw down, to build and to plant. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a moment, I want to talk about a word concerning assignments. A word concerning assignments. I pray the Spirit will give me liberty to walk up and down in this text, through and around this text, to make this clear to the believers so that they will understand that each and every one of us were created with a purpose in mind and an assignment in mind. One of the most unfulfilling things in life is to go through life having missed your assignment. I don't care how much money you have, how many degrees you have. I don't care how much fame you have attained. I don't care what your accomplishments are. If you miss the purpose of your life, you have missed out on what God created you for. I think this word today will be helpful to us as we look to find the answer within our own selves about what our assignments are for us, because one of the most, happiest and joyous places is in knowing that you have connected with your assignment. Amen. I'm telling you, fulfillment comes on a whole nother level when you can know that you know I'm doing what I've been created to do. Amen. Well, one of the things that I want you to understand about this word, my brothers and sisters, is that Jeremiah shares with us, and his story is very interesting and intriguing, and it's helpful to us because many of us don't understand the plan of God for our lives. And again, your assignment is for the very purpose of your very existence. So that's one of the reasons why you try to fill this vacuum on the inside of you with everything that you can when you don't know what your purpose is. You try to fill it with substance. You try to fill it with people. You try to fill it with purpose. You try to fill it with education. You try to fill it with fame. You try to fill it with everything that you humanly think possible can make you happy and fulfilled. And none of those things can do it except that God has created you for. Somebody's wondering, Lord, why am I here? What is my real purpose? I want to know there's an emptiness on the inside of me. I've got all of this talent. I've got all of these abilities. People think so much of me, but yet I am empty on the inside. I need more than what I have. I've got to be doing more than what I'm doing. There's got to be more than this. And there is. There is the reality of you connecting with your assignment. One of the things that we look at this word and see, the Bible says in verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. Now listen at this, because what I want you to understand is that Jeremiah recognized some things about this whole business of assignment. First thing he realized, the word says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Now this is God saying this. Now look how powerful this is. Before your mama and daddy ever got together, before your mama and daddy ever knew themselves, I knew them and I knew they would produce you. I knew you. Now listen at this. Before there was ever anything connected with you, God says, I knew you in the spirit realm. I knew you in my mind. I had always had a plan for your life. Which says to me that when God created us, when we were born, when God made us through all of the human connections which he brought together and allowed, he had a plan for us before we ever got here.
That's right.
Which means you aren't an afterthought. You aren't a mistake. You aren't a thing of passion. You're not here by accident or incident. You are here because God ordained you to be here. Before you were formed in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, look at what he said. He says, I sanctified thee, means that I have set you aside for a special calling. And I ordained you. Listen at this now. So the sanctification and the ordination, God says, were all pre-qualifiers for your assignment. I pre-qualified you for your assignment. That literally means that God pre-wired you, pre-programmed you for what it is he planned for you. Now, I need y'all to hear me well now. He says, I have done these things before you ever came on the scene. Now, if God ordains you for a work, can I tell you then you are well qualified for the work? See, the devil tries to fool us sometime and make us think that we're not worthy. The devil tries to make us think that we cannot live up to the task that God has assigned to us. The devil tries to make us see our inferiorities or our lack or our weakness or our incompleteness. The devil tries to show us every way humanly possible that we cannot fulfill the calling that God has on our lives. So as God shows us in the text here, every one of us, for the assignment God has for our lives, that's why you've got to know your assignment, because when you know your assignment, then you will know that God has pre-qualified you for your assignment. Pre-qualified. Tell somebody, I'm pre-qualified for my assignment. Tell somebody else, I'm pre-qualified for my assignment. Now tell somebody, the reason I'm so good at what I do, because I'm pre-qualified to do it.
Glory!
may not have perfected it yet, but you are pre-qualified to excel in what you do because of God. Now listen to this. You've got to know you are called by God to do what you do. Doesn't matter what other folk think about it. Now the word even makes clear that God even isn't even concerned about what you think about it. Because he said, I knew you, not you knew me. Now look at what verse 6 says, because Jeremiah petitions the assignment. He says, then I said, oh Lord, I'm just a child. I can't do this. Look, I'm just a boy. I can't do this, Lord. But I want you to look at verse 7, 8, and 9, and I want you to look at those carefully, and you're going to discover that God provides a preview of his future and his protection. God literally walks him through those verses and allows him to know that he can do it because God is with him. And can I tell you, if God is with you, it doesn't matter who's against you. So if God is with you, listen at this, you've got the most important component to the accomplishment of your assignment. God's presence represents his power. And so if his presence is with you, his power is with you. And if his power is there, then you can accomplish everything and anything God has sent you to do. God wants him to understand, you will go where I send you, and you will say what I tell you to say. Verse 8, he says, listen, and don't be afraid of their faces, because some of them won't be cute. There are times when you will face your enemy in your assignment and you will wish you didn't see them. They are not the most attractive things to come against. Yeah, and yet he's telling you don't be afraid of their faces. Again, because God is with you to defend you, to protect you. And then in verse 9, he says, listen, I just want to be clear with you. He touches him and puts his word symbolically in his mouth. So that, listen, when Jeremiah speaks, he's not speaking for Jeremiah. He's speaking for God. When Jeremiah speaks, Jeremiah sounds like a God junior. I said, boy, you sound like the Lord the way you speak. Because they are the words of God placed by God in Jeremiah's mouth. And so the convicting ministry upon the words of God placed in his mouth by God has the same convicting power as if God had spoken them himself. And men feel those words. And they know they come from God. Whether they acknowledge them or accept them, they know that God has ordained them. Now let me say this here. When God calls you, he pre-qualifies you. That's number one. Say, God pre-qualifies me. But I want you to know something else about an assignment. Not only does God pre-qualify you for the assignment, but you've got to know that when God assigns you, he assigns you to a specific person or people. God doesn't just assign you and do not assign you to a person or to people. If your name is Moses, he assigns you to the Israelites. Because he wants you to understand those are the people he wanted you to bring out of Egypt to lead them to the place that he wants you to lead them to. Now, why is this important that you understand that your assignment is to a person or to people? Because one, God had that person or those people in mind when he created you. And he created you to do that specific work that he has not created no one else to do in that season but you. But you. So notice, if God has gone through all of those things specifically, then he has not just done that without anybody in mind. So one of the things that you're going to know about your assignment is that you're always assigned to a person or to people, not to everybody. Now, why is this important for you to know your assignment is not to everybody? Because one, God has not given you resources to minister to everybody. You may want to help everybody, but your resources are limited to the person or to the people God has assigned you to. And that's what will drive you crazy, trying to help everybody God didn't call you to help. Listen to me well, I'm trying to help somebody here. Because there will be people you want to help, but God has not assigned you to help. That be people right in your own house. You can't help because God didn't assign you to help them. There be people you don't like God has assigned you to help. You don't like them and they don't like you, but they're your assignment. I want somebody to hear me here. So you need to understand your assignment is geared to a specific person or to specific people. That's why God has allowed you to understand that is the purpose of your assignment to them. Why? Because all that God gives you will be to minister or to serve them or to that person. If your name is Jonah, then Nineveh is who you're assigned to. All right. Now, that's important for you to understand that your assignment is always to a person or to people. But second thing I want to tell you, which is actually the third thing, because first thing is that you're pre-qualified. The second thing is that you are assigned to a person or people. So the third thing really is that you are also assigned to a place or places. But listen to this. You're not assigned to everywhere. For the same reason, you're not assigned to everybody. See, even Jesus didn't do well in certain places. That's why he left Nazareth and went to Capernaum. And he was a success in Capernaum. When they asked the question, could anything good come out of Nazareth? Yeah, there will be some places you just don't work well in. Why? Because your assignment isn't there. Did you just hear what I said? You will not work well in certain places because that's not where your assignment is, because you are not assigned to a person or people in that place. Now, if you don't understand that, you're going to miss all I'm trying to tell you. See, when you find your place, you will also find your person or people, so that you can do what you've been assigned to do. And when you find that place, there are some things that you're going to find in that place, and I want to share them with you. First of all, when you find your place, you're going to find purpose. Because when you find the place that you're supposed to be, God is going to show you the purpose, and God is going to show you the people, and God is going to show you prosperity. In that place, you are going to experience, through the people you serve or the person you serve, promotion. From promotion, he's going to serve you prosperity. Listen, you don't have to look for money. Get in your place, and you'll find it's waiting on you. I want a good paying job. Find your assignment. Find your assignment. And God will provide for you the prosperity there. Listen, when you get in your place, he'll cause money to come to you. You get in your place and God will cause the people to come to you, or he'll cause you to be where you're supposed to be, where the people will meet you, and with them comes the money you have need of. That's in your place. That's in your place. Now listen at this. When I'm in my place, money come to me. Money come to me. Now listen. When I'm not in my place, the money don't come to me. Money leaves me. Maybe I'm the only one who's experienced that. When I'm in my place, God, listen, and my place is wherever God has assigned me for that moment or for that time to be where I am ministering to whomever God has assigned me to minister to. But the ultimate reality is when I'm in my place, God gives to me what is rightfully mine as a laborer. Listen, I labor in the place and he pay me in the place I labor. Are y'all hearing me here? I don't labor here and he pay me there. Most of us pick up our paycheck where we work at. And if not, we've arranged to have it direct deposited. So that if we show up to work, it'll show up in our checking account. It'll show up, but just don't show up to work. And you talking about, look, I wanted to withdraw. Withdraw what? They didn't deposit nothing. But when you are in your place, doing what you're supposed to do, God will provide for you. You ain't got to run looking for money and looking for this and do what God has assigned you to do. In your place, God provides. Tell somebody, in your place, God provides. If you are not providing, or if you're not provided for, you might need to check your place. You might need to check your place. And then the third thing I need you to understand about the text is that God always gives us purpose and or instruction in our assignment. Purpose and instruction in our assignment. You see, one of the things that you must understand is that God has a structure and order for all things.
That's right.
For all things. So here's what I know. If I am pre-qualified for my assignment, it ought to relieve me in knowing that God has attuned and aligned me with what I have to do. Amen. It's already in me. I've already been pre-programmed to do what God has called me to do. And here's what you will discover, that when God assigns you to do a thing, many times you will already be doing the thing before you recognize the assignment. And many times others will acknowledge and recognize your gift or ability before you do. Before you do. Because you're already doing it. And then secondly, not only must I realize I'm pre-qualified, but I need to know that God has a specific people or person for me to minister to. He's not called me to minister to everybody. I've got to get it in my head that God has a specific person or people. Whose pain do I feel? Whose tears move me? Whose heart do I feel? What is it about that person God keeps putting on my mind, putting on my heart? He's assigned me to be a blessing or a help to that person or to those people. Yeah. Listen, I am passionate about preaching, but my passion is to those to whom I preach.